Hello, welcome to episode 13 of The Sociopath and the Empath. I'm Aria.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're going to talk about things. Yeah.
That have been happening in our lives.
Yeah, we just tried to do a live video on Instagram, and it's a little late. It is 11 p.m. here. So I'm hoping nobody watched because you're all sleeping.
It better be. I'm just
kidding. No, but we'd have to probably plan for something in the future if we're going to do something like that again. So if you guys have any suggestions of better timing and things, if you personally would be interested in something like that, like, let us know. And we can try to plan something out. Our Instagram page. If you're not following us on Instagram, you can follow us at sociopath_empath. We post a lot of mental health stuff on there about narcissism and like relationship type stuff. And then there's also some stuff with depression and just stuff like that. Stuff that's pretty relatable for most people. So,
don't worry, guys, I'm not dead. She didn't kill me.
Not yet.
Oh! I hope you're joking.
The freaking coronavirus is gonna kill you before I do. She's got the plague, but I'm still here. Because I know we needed to make another episode.
Because I know we had to make another episode! You fucker. I hate you.
Yeah.
So, last time we talked, what did we talk about? Actually, let me go check.
We talked about drugs and down sub relationships.
Right. How is that going?
Good, you know. I get myself into a lot of crazy situations, so there's things going on. I'm a little rocky on my relationship right now.
A little?
Yeah. Kind of a lot, so we're gonna see how that goes. Yeah, I'm definitely not a role model for love lives, so
I am not either. I fell in love with a narcissist. So anything about love, we do not know.
Right.
Do not follow our example, please.
And I've got some serious commitment issues. I
can
make it about a year, and then that's it. Like, 8 months to a year is when I start getting sick of people, and then it's like, okay, what am I doing with my life? Am I interested in other people, or what? Or do I want to stick with a normal type of life? So, that's my dilemma right now. It's pretty fun. Yeah. I went on a road trip with one of my army buddies that I haven't seen in a while, and he's a pretty amazing dude, so we'll see how that goes. That's another interesting thing going on for me, and he wants to offer me this dope-ass job.
If it's real.
So if it's real, I might be rich, and that's like one of my main goals in life, so.
Do you want to tell them why sociopaths want to be rich?
I don't think I know the general explanation of
What's yours, though?
Well, because if you have money, you can have anything. Like, that's what it comes down to. Like, you can have all the best stuff, and, you know, I want to live in a nice-ass place, and I want people to be jealous of my stuff and my life. She's like giving me a look.
I just think that sociopaths like want something better because something traumatic happened in their life where they feel that they have to be like has some validation or some fulfillment from it. And I feel that like with you, like you came from a pretty good house, like house wise, like it looks nice.
Right.
Do you feel like if you came from a bad house, that would change your expectancies.
My house wasn't good, though. It looked that way, but it wasn't that way. I got yelled at every fucking night for something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to being screamed at for most things. Like, I don't know, that's why I developed a serious anxiety and depression problem.
Now, like, the house you live in now, is it... It's not as nice as your parents' house, right?
Right. Well, I live with my boyfriend, his mom, right now, so it's definitely not as nice, and I have severe issues dealing with her. I will just put it that way.
Yeah, let's just put it that way. but, like, do you feel like... Do you feel like that house, it makes the house that you want to stay there because of the person there, or do you think the house itself?
I don't care much for the house itself. I sleep in a basement next to a washing machine and a dryer. And the fucking
You don't have to say that!
Well, I don't give a fuck. It's what it is.
Yes, she lives in the basement.
Yeah, it's really fucking top-notch, thanks.
But being a sociopath, wouldn't you not want to live in a basement?
No, I don't. That's why I'm craving living somewhere fucking nice as fuck. And God, I'm reading this awesome book about this girl that's becoming a submissive. And, like, she finally picks her dom that she wants. And, like, she goes to his house to live there, and it's a nice-ass fucking thing, like, with a gigantic-ass view over one of those nice big cities, like, LA or something. And I'm like, shit, you know, that's my goal, like, I want to live somewhere like that. Like, I don't care if I'm paying for it or he's paying for it.
You
I just want to be somewhere. Yeah, I don't care.
I thought you told me in the other podcast that you don't like to work.
I don't like to work.
So that means, like, you would have to pay for it, right?
What?
So, because...
That's the opposite.
You don't like to work, right?
Right.
So if you're paying for it, how do you think you're supposed to get money for it? You're gonna have to work.
Well, I don't have to work if he's paying for it.
But you just said that you would pay for it, though. But that means you would have to work.
Well, if I can, then I will. But if I can't, and I have the option to be with somebody who can pay for it, then I'm doing that.
Gotcha. Just need clarification.
Okay.
Enough about you. It's been 7 minutes about you.
Hell yeah. I forgot where I was going with that. Was I going somewhere with that?
The submissive about how she likes his house at the dom.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's pretty much it. That's all. It's all about that. But that's a good book. It's called Bree's Submission. Read it. Sorry, I'm just gonna throw stuff out there. You wanna tell about your life now?
I don't know what to tell them about.
Oh, that's cool. So 7 minutes about me, and then it's Emily's turn, and she doesn't have shit to say.
Fuck off. I'm just like, I think I'm finally understanding the way of the narcissist, and they're like psychopathic trait that they have, and how they really want to get into your head and fuck you over. They want to see you fail in every single way or form. And I think it's like, I finally just said, I'm not going to be everything that they want, so therefore, I'm not going to try anymore. Not like I was trying before, but like, in my head, I don't know I'm trying anymore. Getting out of this fucking place, so bye-bye game room.
That's okay.
I like my game room.
It's time to get out of this place.
It is. It's bad. It's so expensive.
That, and you have... Memories. Break-ins and shit.
Well, may I answer these questions? Like, no one's breaking into their house than my ex. But,
her ex is breaking into her house, but it's fine. It's totally fine.
It's not.
It's cool.
It's not.
But, like, you have a camera.
I just don't plug it in all the time.
There you go. I didn't even have to say it.
I have things in this room that I could kill you with.
Why is it a good idea to not plug that in every time you leave?
Because
the house?
You know how many gigabytes I use. Like, I have a terabyte. I don't have unlimited. I have to switch over.
Well, just switch it over.
Because it costs money to get out of a contract.
get out of a contract. For what internet. The fuck?
You know, some of us actually grew up and we started buying a lot of stuff. And I had to do things and bills in my name and everything.
Oh, like that takes your power or whatever when you have it plugged in?
Mm-hmm. It takes, like, all my gigabytes and everything. So I have to be careful. But
can't you, like, connect it to the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that takes over gigabytes. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, and other genders of any other kind. She is high as hell right now.
What?
We should have probably addressed that in the beginning of the podcast.
It's okay. I had these cookies because, oh my god, they're so good, man. They're so good, and it's so hard not to just eat one after the other because you just get more hungry, you know. Okay, but anyway, we're talking about things. And stuff.
I don't know what else has been going on with me, other than, like, I'm finally catching up on life. Like, my mental's really good right now. I have to see my ex in the next week in court for our legal things, because they don't really know. So, that's exciting. Not
the thing that's been going on for months and months that we've probably talked about.
We didn't. We never told them.
We never went too into it, but I think we made comments.
We made comments, but we never went really into it. I'm not talking about it until it's over.
Right. It'll be a good story for you guys, though, once it's over.
It will! other than that, I want to bring up a topic today about a movie. I feel like we should have, like, movie nights. And
yeah, maybe if you'd watch the movies I suggest to you, then we could talk about them.
Which movies are you talking about here? Okay, we're about to turn into a fight. What movies?
I told you to watch that Girl Interrupted movie, because that's literally on point with this shit.
Girl Interrupted?
Yes. It has a one of the main characters is a sociopath. A diagnosed sociopath, and the other one's like borderline. Now she's looking this up. Now. After.
Girl, you said?
Girl Interrupted. And if you guys have seen that movie, that's so on point and accurate with, like, the symptoms and traits of, like, someone who has antisocial personality disorder. So I definitely recommend it if you're interested in seeing that type of thing and how it works in, like, a daily life situation. They're, like, in a mental hospital and they, like, break out of there. It's pretty cool. What are you watching, a trailer for it? Yeah, it's pretty dope. Okay, I'm gonna just send a text message, so if you guys hear me typing, I apologize. Just time out right now. Everyone, just take a meditation break. Breathe.
I think there's, like, one movie that... Have you ever watched Gone Girl?
Yeah, I hated that movie.
You hated it?
Yeah, the whole second half of the movie was pointless. They could have made it so much shorter. It was interesting for the first hour, and then I was like, okay, this is retarded.
That movie got, like, a lot of good reviews.
It was too long. I don't know.
A lot of people were, like, saying that, like, that movie has to deal with antipersonality disorder. Or it had to deal with bipolar.
Well, yeah, that bitch is crazy.
Or, no, not bipolar. It was multiple personality disorder, and it wasn't that. That, do you know, Amy's actually probably a narcissist.
What?
Yeah, because, like, she gaslighted Nick and everything. That was a girl, wasn't her name?
I don't think so. The only Amy I know of is the other one that you were friends with.
I'm not talking about my friends, I'm talking about... Amy Dunn. That was her name.
Oh, from the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, She gaslighted Nick on this whole situation and his whole life. She wrote down a diary of everything that happened. She never believed it. That's where people got it wrong. Where people are thinking like, oh, she's a mental personality disorder. No, she doesn't just flip off. She knows what she's doing. She's playing this shit out. And she like writes down like everything in the diary about how she like sees things of like this fake story just to frame him to get back at him because he cheated on her.
Savage.
but like how Nick responds to everything, he's very mellow. Which kind of like makes me feel like Nick has something. Or he's so beaten up about life, he just can't have emotions anymore.
Or he's just used to dealing with that.
That's true. Yeah. So, like, when... So, like... Well, yeah, exactly. Like, he was saying, like, when he was at the bar, that he would get knots in his stomach whenever she came around or talk to him and make comments toward him. Like, he hated coming home because she just battered on him the whole entire time. And when the police said, oh yeah, she was pregnant, plus with all these things that happened, he got super pissed because he in himself is not thinking, oh my god, do these things happen? He's like, oh my god, like, shit's happening. Like, shit needs to make sense. Like, I need to talk to her exes and see if this is a thing. Which is very smart. Which I don't know how he like got that together. I mean, if you have a good thing about life, like mostly people will like shut down at that point, you know. But he keeps going and she just keeps going and going and going. The one thing I never understood is like, how did he get her back? Other than showing her that, hey, I am infidelity and I'm super sorry, please take me back, kind of in the video when she was at her ex-boyfriend's.
Well, some people go back after their partners cheat, and that's really, like, I don't personally think that's very smart, because it'll happen again at that point. If it happens once, it's going to happen again. Maybe in some really rare cases it won't, because you can't say, like, never, but it is so unlikely that that wouldn't happen again. So, I don't know. That's just my personal view on it. I've been on both sides of that, and I can definitely say that...
Well, you're a chronic cheater.
Okay, let's just not tell the whole world that.
I thought you told them.
But anyway...
So, you see it as that, though.
As what?
As that, like, someone can't get better. But you're a sociopath, and you're not happy. Because the person's not making you happy. So I don't think it is because, like, you want to, because you do feel bad about it.
Yeah.
As much as you don't want to say it, you do feel bad about it.
Okay, yeah, but I still stand by what I said. If it happens once, it's gonna happen again.
I don't think so. I think of that, I mean, it depends on the
first
person.
The first time is the hardest time. And then after that, it only gets easier. And you know you can, and especially if you get away with it, you know you can get away with it. If you don't get away with it, well, then you know what not to do, pretty much. So, like, people learn from this shit. It's not what anyone wants to believe, but it's true. Nobody wants to believe that, because nobody wants to believe their partner could be cheating on them, but it's so common. And it's just sad that people want to be that blind about
it. It's common because it happens. Doesn't mean everybody does it. I mean...
But way more people than you think do.
Oh yeah, but like... I'm not defending those people. I'm just saying there is a way... What the hell? Oh, that's your... I thought it was your neck. I was like, what the hell are you doing? There's this book called The State of Affairs. It's by Esther Perel. It's from Audible, and I just love Audible. This is not sponsored in any way. I'm just saying. But she talks in the
Audible. Buy books today.
You can't legally say that.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I'm just kidding.
This video is not sponsored. This video is not sponsored. This video is not sponsored. Okay.
Gosh, you're ridiculous.
Anyway, no, going back, there's like different types of affairs that people go through in relationships.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I don't agree with it, but if that's what you think, that's fine.
A psychologist wrote a book about it.
Psychologists write books about a lot of things. Just because one person's opinion doesn't mean it's true.
It was on TED Talks.
So it must be true.
I'm not saying it must be true. I'm just saying it touched a lot of people and it changed people's about infidelity.
People want to see the best in people and they want to believe that, so it's going to be easy for them to believe that because they want to, but it's not the truth.
I think if there's infidelity that happens, the relationship on both sides has failed. Both. It hasn't just been that one person. Relationships on both sides have failed. That person did not give enough attention, and that other person did not fulfill that attention. It goes both ways. Or that person's been cut off so much, and the other person didn't have enough of that other person. And that's how these things happen. And because of that, that's when infidelity hits.
But it's still, okay, but it's still, like, going over...
I'm not saying
it's hard at first, but it still gets easier.
But you said it was a speed bump, though.
Yeah.
It's not going over the edge. Over the edge is if you keep doing it and that person knows about it and they're getting hurt more and more, you don't have any regrets.
That's not what I'm saying that it would turn into. I'm just saying if they cheat once, they're going to be extremely likely to do it again. So at that point, it's not really worth trying to save the relationship.
If that person doesn't get help, then I think it can be saved. If, like, I've talked to people who are, like, older, and, like, they've cheated on their loved one, and they've done it many times, and they had to get help.
Yeah, they've done it many times, because after the first time, it gets easier. That's what I'm saying.
Well...
like, if it happens once, it's going to happen again. That's what I'm saying.
That's true, but I feel...
Okay.
Wait, I don't know. Like, for me, like, I only did it once and I felt horrible.
Yeah, but you didn't have an opportunity to do it again. If you did it again, it wouldn't have felt that bad.
I feel like I wouldn't have done it. I feel like I wouldn't have the opportunity to do it again. Because I would feel
but
so bad about it.
You don't know, though, because you never had the opportunity to get that far, because your relationship ended right after the first time you did that.
See, like, I get what you're saying, because my ex did, like, chronically cheat on me, but that doesn't mean that she didn't feel bad about it.
Maybe she did, but I'm still saying that they're still gonna cheat again.
Again, I think if that person gets help, I think it's... I'm not saying this because I'm hoping me and my ex get back together, because it's not a good idea. I will not be safe. Mentally or physically, I will not be safe. I'm just saying that if it came down to it, I feel like... way back in the day, like, men had one wife to fuck around with and the other wife for status. And then... women, if you fucking cheated, you were fucking stoned. Or you were beaten, like, way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
So, I think that's so unfair. Because the thing is...
well, no shit. That's getting into women's rights, and I agree with that. There's nothing to argue about with
that.
But,
the thing is just, like, when men or women get all butthurt, it's like, oh my god, they cheated. It's like, yeah, it fucking happens. But it doesn't mean... it won't happen again, but it also means it could happen again. I'm telling you right now, I will never be in a situation ever like this ever again. I will literally tell the person, hey, you know, I'm thinking about sleeping with someone else. We need to figure out something, or we're gonna fail. That's it. I'm not bringing this up again.
once it happens, I just think it's not really worth trying to save the relationship anymore.
I think there is. Because I feel like that person learns from it for, like, a little bit. Like,
unless it goes the opposite way, which it could. Which it commonly does.
See, yeah, I'm not saying that, like... See, there was, like, this thing I saw, like, old people, like, go through a lot of shit. And the reason why they've been married so long is because we learn to deal with our problems together. And that's so true.
It's cheesy as fuck. It's not realistic.
It is realistic.
It's not. Maybe if you're fucking 50 and someone cheats on you, you're gonna stay with that person because you don't want to have to find a new partner when you're already old as fuck.
I feel like that. I feel like you said. I feel like that's what you said is technically true, but not true at all. Because the thing is, it's like I feel like there are people who literally like are around our age that stay. People who stay together even though they chronically cheat on each other, they just have to go through therapy and they realize that, like, they have addictions to things.
Why would you stay with somebody that does that?
Because you love them. I feel if someone chronically cheats, I feel like there is a way for them to, if that partner really does truly love them and believes that they can get, and believes that that person can get better, I do believe that they can work it out.
Okay. That's fine. I'm not saying it never happens, but I'm just saying that's extremely rare for that to actually work.
I feel like people are just to the point that it's like, don't believe that they can be honestly happy anymore. We're just like, to the point that they can be like, well, you know, if that person makes me totally happy, like... Like, when you leave a relationship, that person that you were dies. And I feel like anything that happens in your relationship makes you stronger as a person. Changes you dramatically. I am not the same person I was when I met you at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all.
Right.
And you're not the same person either.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think that people need to, you know, watch Gone Girl. It's a good movie. Despite what Arya says, it's a good movie.
If you want to watch a fucking long-ass movie that's interesting and suspenseful in the first half, and then it just gets so dragged out.
He's so gaslighted by everything.
So dragged out.
And that's a psychopath and narcissist.
They could have.
They plan everything.
It would have been so much better if they just ended it after the first hour.
But does that scare you that narcissists literally plan this shit out? Like, look what happened between me and my ex. That was all planned out, months in advance, planned.
Yeah.
That's the psychopath. Which, if you are a narcissist, I would love to talk to you and tell me why you do this. I mean, I talked to a couple therapists, and they told me that I do it because it's a game. It's a fun game for them. They have to win.
Interesting.
Do you see things as a game or no?
Yeah, kind of. It depends on the situation, but...
Oh, they think life is a game.
I mean, I think certain... Like, a lot of aspects of it, you have to kind of see that way.
Like, narcissists see it as, like, well, I want this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this in my life. I'm gonna get no matter what. I don't care what I have to destroy. I don't care what I have to do. I'm getting this. My mother, she had to get a... She told my father, I'm gonna get a white picket fence and a white house. I don't care who's gonna give it to me. I'm gonna get it.
Oh, right.
She got it. She got it. But she put my parents, she put my family through financial ruin. Well, she got it. They will do any, it's so crazy to me. I couldn't, that's just so much work. Like, if you think about that, manipulating someone for so long, that's so much work.
Yeah, for sure.
You get bored if you can't manipulate them for so long.
Yeah, pretty much.
They love the thrill. They're like, yes. And that's why you think it's true love, because they're grabbing at you like a fucking rope, and they're like, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. And really, it's like them, they're just like planning you out, figuring you out, unscrewing you. So that's that's probably why narcissism and empaths love each other in some way. They've been doing this dance for so fucking long because they both unscrew each other and look what's in there and look in the other one and just go back and forth. They love playing with each other.
Yeah.
Like, my ex loves this right now. She's loving that I went to court, I got a lawyer, she's getting all these poor me, poor me. But really, in the fact, it's like, poor me! Literally poor. Like, I gotta fucking eat ramen noodles for the next couple weeks.
You'll be out soon.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of this couch, though. I think I'm gonna keep it.
Oh my God, I'm getting rid of the couch.
I love my couch.
Okay,
well, and I love this table.
I think we should end this one here. Alright, so hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe on whatever platform you're on, whether it's Spotify, Anchor, or Apple. Yeah. See you guys. Have a good night.
Bye.